This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's head over to Red Deer, Alberta to catch up with community reporter J.R. Bjornsson. Hey, good morning, J.R.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, J.R., I hear that you, sir, made your big return to the world of comedy. Come on, man. Give us the details. What was it like to be back on stage?
Listen, I think it was more shocking and nerve-wracking than I ever expected. In fact, Dave, I just got back about 6 hours ago. I came in around 12 midnight. Woo! And I gotta tell you, it feels like, I don't know how rock stars did it, but I feel like I'm a good rock star. But yeah.
So walk us through this, man. Like you were on stage last night. Tell us about the show. How did the bits work? How was it going? Did you trash a hotel room?
Question?
Did we lose you there? Okay, I guess we lost you there for a second, JR. So, walk me through it. Last night's the big return to the stage. Where did you perform? Great. Who did you perform with? What was going on?
Right, so I performed at a lovely place called Grow Calgary, which is a lovely farm that gives back to the community, to Calgary. They do all types of work for social programs for people that otherwise can't afford getting their own food, families that really need help, things like that. And they put together this National Indigenous Day celebrations through the power of laughter. And this was to bring people together after the horrific findings of Kamloops, British Columbia. As you may know, they found 215 children who didn't have the opportunity to have a voice. And so we wanted to bring people together. They wanted to bring laughter back. So we gathered outside. There was about 80 people that showed up. It was amazing. Oh, my goodness, Dave. I felt the love. And to top it all off, I didn't know this, but when I got there, I was told I was going to be the headliner.
Wow.
I only wrote 15 jokes because they said 8 to 10 minutes. And then when you get that idea, that spot that says, oh, you're going to be a headliner tonight, just so you know, you kind of get nervous a little bit. But I ended up doing really well. I improvised some of my jokes, and it doesn't even end there, Dave. I got a show coming up at the Grindstone Theater in Edmonton, Alberta, coming up tomorrow.
Oh, right on.
Everything's slowly opening up in Alberta. I have another show coming up next week, and a private show where I'll be performing for 3 days straight. It's going to be exciting. And then, to top it all off, I'm going to Medicine Hat, Alberta at the end of August, and I'm back in Edmonton on July 21st for the Grindstone Finals, where I have a chance to win $500, which I'm very excited for, just for being funny. And dreams really do come true. I didn't think we were going to come back to a normality, but with everything opening up, Dave, I think I'm going to be all right.
it sounds like you're going to be busy. And JR, that's got to be pretty affirming, because I know for a lot of creative people, the last 14 to 16 months were really difficult, not getting a chance to express themselves the way they were. And as you mentioned, last night's event obviously did have a somber undertone, right? Talking about an issue that is so, so significant in terms of residential school survivors and the impact that's had on so many communities across the country. But when you have a chance to at least zoom out a little bit, you had a chance to interact with that audience of about 80 people. What was it like hearing people in person laugh again?
Oh, Dave, it was very, very beautiful. It was so amazing.
Because you forget what true laughter sounds like. Not being able to perform. You know, there's only so much Zoom shows can go. There's only so much laughter you can get. Plus, people, you know, sometimes forget to mute their mic when they get their pizza order from Skip the Dishes. So when that happens,
I feel very seen right now.
So to actually hear physical laughter was amazing. But one thing I got to touch for a second is I've been so used to being at home, Dave, that the word caveism might come. It's a cave syndrome. It's not really a diagnosis, but we get so used to being at home that we forget what loud noises sound like. Unless you're my friend who's had the opportunity to work through this in Costco, he's used to the loud noises. He says, really, the only thing I did was put on a mask. But I got to tell you, the first 15 minutes was pure stress. My heart was going. But then it was eerily normal after 15 minutes, hearing people, talking to people. And the only thing you got to remember is the social distance. Just because you're outside, you still got to keep it 2 meters, you know? But it was exciting. And I really love performing outdoor shows because there's a part of me that's like, I feel like the outside is more safe. And Alberta Health tells us to be in a well-ventilated area to feel even more safe.
Mm-hmm. And what's more ventilated than outside? There's no doubt about that one, JR. Hey, listen, speaking of the great outdoors, and of course you trying to keep your gaggle of kids busy, you had a chance to visit the inclusive and accessible playground at Black Falls, Alberta. So how far out of Red Deer was it, and what was the park like in terms of accessibility?
For sure. So the park, Black Falls in general, is about 13 kilometers away. Every summer, me and the family like to adventure Alberta parks. We personally believe the best place to vacation is in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to look at all types of places across Canada throughout the summer. And then one day we'll go to the good old Americas. But 13K away, it is the inclusive Black Falls Playground. I posted a link to the website where I originally got this article, but I even posted some photos, which you guys are looking at right now for my visual friends. And this playground, Dave, is inclusive. It's got physical and wheelchair accessibility. So what does that mean? Well, that means you got a playground, which I tried to get an aerial shot of. You got a playground that the wheelchair literally goes on. There's a seat at the playground, at the merry-go-round that you get on, and someone can spin it from the outside. Very inclusive. It's got a seesaw that, again, you can take someone off the wheelchair, put them in. It's got a nice little seat that you can sit. It's amazing. And they even got swings with a harness that you can put on if you want to swing. And the playground has a wheelchair ramp that you can go up on top of the playground. And if you want, go down a slide, and then someone can bring the wheelchair down.
Oh, right on.
This is a project that the town of Black Falls was making a reality for the past 2 years. I can't remember the name of the company right now that made it all happen, but there was donations from places like Lacombe County, which Lacombe is just 12 kilometers away from Black Falls going north, which is where I used to live, actually, Dave. When I first started here back when it was called Life 5, I was in Lacombe. So that just brought back some nostalgia. But yeah, I really recommend you check out the website, check out Black Falls, come to the playground. It made me more happy than it should have.
Yeah, speaking of nostalgia, you know, it's pretty remarkable when we see a lot of these parks popping up with all these accessibility features, being more inclusive to include kids with more disabilities or just people with more disabilities, generally speaking. Does it make you think, JR, about the parks of our youth compared to the parks today?
A little bit, yeah. Like back in my day, we had merry-go-rounds.
Back in my day, a penny candy cost a penny.
5 cent bubblegum was still 5 cent bubblegum. So we had merry-go-rounds, metal slides. Dave, remember that?
I do. I remember when it was like 100 degrees outside and the slide would burn you.
Oh, yeah. Tire swings, you know, classic tire swings.
Oh, I loved the tire swing, JR. I know they're not accessible, but my buddy Zach McCauley used to spin us around. It was great.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And now everything is accessible, padded. Oh, and that's the best part. This playground has a padding in Black Falls that I believe was made from recycled tires, and it's comfortable for the feet and the people in wheelchairs. I was blown away, Dave, when I found this park out. I owe a big thank you to my comedian friend, Nick Thielen, who was the one who came across and was like, you should talk about this. And then I went to it.
Absolutely. Well, JR, sticking with the theme of the great outdoors, the Alberta Sports and Recreation Association for the Blind is hosting a weekly walking club in Edmonton. So, JR, what's the lowdown here? What are the deets?
Well, they go to a different park every Monday in Edmonton, And they've been doing this all summer long. Well, I guess summer just started yesterday, but they've been doing this all year long. And yeah, if you're interested in checking it out, you bring a mask, you make sure your ASRAB membership is up to date, and you give them a lovely email with your name, your age, and the email address for that, Dave, is program.edmonton@asrab.ab.ca. And you basically show up, walk, get to know your community, get to know your friends. You know, we do a walking club here in Red Deer. It's currently on hiatus, but we do a walking club here as well. And it really just makes you feel whole as an individual because, you know, I've been making YouTube videos since 2008, and I didn't know I was not the only blind person in the world. I got to meet Tommy Edison, who was completely blind, still is as far as I know. And he was amazing. And YouTube taught me that I am not the only blind person. When you go to these ASRAB walks in your community, you get to hear other people's stories, what they're up to. And usually sometimes, if not all the time, we talk about conversations like, what frustrated you today? Yeah. Well, I was at the supermarket and I nearly hit myself on those price tags with the peg on it. I don't know why they do that. You know, we have so much in common. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'll say, as a tall blind guy, signs that hang out in the middle of the middle of the aisle, not the most awesome thing in the world. Hey, JR, it's always a walk in the park hanging out with you, my friend. Thank you for bringing us this report, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, take care, guys. Have a safe and wonderful happy summer.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.